Summer showers, a world washed clean. A mountain cabin that is yours for the week. You walk across the room to the fireplace. There are matches on the hearth. Logs are stacked atop kindling. You light the fire. And you stretch out on the couch to watch the kindling ignite. Flickers of flame, logs igniting. Igniting something deep within. You mentally touch it and shiver in response. You think about your life back home and recall explaining your need to get away, go to an ashram in the mountains for a week. The ashram is called the Gateless Gate, you said. It's a retreat to practice spiritual discipline, find answers within, rejuvenate. Each of the dozen participants stays in their own small cabin. Days are spent in the zendo, the meditation hall, listening to Dharma talks and doing sitting meditations or assisting with communal labor or doing walking meditations. Not everyone close to you understood your need to visit the ashram, but here you are, alone in your cabin on the first day. You were met at the airport by a golden-haired, blue-eyed young woman who kissed you on both cheeks, welcoming you to the Gateless Gate. She said, "Your journey has begun. We ask that you be silent from now until this evening, when you'll have an opportunity to meet the other students." The word student jarred you a little, but when you thought about it, you accepted that to study with a master is to become his student. Brother Joshua, who directs the ashram, is said to be a master. You remain silent during the drive from the airport to the Gateless Gate. The road to the center ascended into the mountains, switchbacking through pine, birch, and cedar trees, ascending into low-hanging clouds, drifting like phantoms over the roadway. Freed from the need to communicate, you went within and related the misty, surreal world to your own inner landscape.